Okay.
We're talking high school volleyball here on KSOM, talking with the head coach for the Harlan Cyclones, here Ellie Kreese, with us here on KSOM. And coach, a 9-24 season a year ago, only 3-6 in the Hawkeye 10, so certainly hoping for improvement. How are you feeling about your team coming into a new season?
You know what? This team is just so full of energy and chemistry. So we are just feeling good about the effort and all that kind of stuff that they're giving this season with two seniors. We got a pretty young squad, but they're filling some big shoes and they're doing it well. So it's been a good start.
Well, looking at the stats last year, I mean, it was kind of a by-committee approach for offense. I think four or five different players had over 100 kills. You do lose three of those that graduate. Two of them are back. So how do you see the offense this year? Are you going to see those two sophomores, now juniors, kind of take things over? Or is it going to be a by-committee approach? How are you seeing it?
Yeah, well, you know, you'll see a lot of big numbers out of Aubrey Schwizo. She's just, you know, a powerhouse. And then Hope Preston, she plays volleyball all year round. And definitely her biggest year of growth coming off this last season into this season. We're seeing big things for her, too. So those are two big powerhouses that we'll have coming back for us, which is great. And then we have some youngsters. We finally get a little height with our 6'3" sophomore Kensley Brooke, and she's still figuring it out a little bit too. But man, she started off strong in a scrimmage we played against Underwood on Monday, so that was awesome to see.
How about your seniors? Talk about them and what you see for them in their roles on your team.
Yeah, like I said, Aubrey Schwizo, she's going to be a powerhouse for us. She leads in kind of a different way. Her energy and her ability to give the team motivation just through effort and stuff like that is kind of how she leads. And then Macy Mueller, our setter, she's played for going on, 3 years now, and she's had to fill big shoes too, but she's doing it well. And I'll definitely say that she's grown the most through this last summer, and it'll be fun to watch her lead her team. She's our more vocal leader, so that'll be good for us too.
Yeah. Schwizo was listed on last year's roster as a sophomore, so there you go. That I'm glad you were able to correct that out.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, well, it's okay. We'll blame Bound on that one.
Come on.
That's who I'm blaming.
Yeah, perfect.
Defensively, I mean, you had a lot of players that contributed in digs as well last year. I guess, A, do you have a libero coming into the season? And B, you know, who do you see as kind of your defensive players, leaders there from the back line?
Yeah, you know, we do have a libero coming in. I think that was a hard position to fill. We have so many good back row players that could wear that jersey at any time too. And Emerson Reichel, she's the one that snagged it. She does a great job vocally in the back row, and that's just something you can't live without back there. So she'll do a great job for us. And then Carly Tornayton, she's just our little speed demon. I swear she can about run down any ball that we shank or something like that. So she's been awesome, you know, not only running stuff down, but defensively she is sound and calm in the back row. And then Ellery Nelson, she'll play a little bit of front row too, but she's grown leaps and bounds since last year as well. Dug a lot of good balls in our scrimmage on Monday. So those are definitely three strong players besides our setter and Hope Preston too. She'll play back there as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. How about blocking at the net? I mean, Erica Rust had a big year for you there, 51 blocks a year ago. Schwizo is going to help, I imagine, 30 blocks a year ago. So you're going to need her. And Hope Preston at 22 blocks last year. How do you feel about your blockers coming in?
You know, we have been working a lot on that in the summer. And I will say Kensley Brooks is going to be the wall up there for us. She brings some height, and she's getting some air under those feet as well. So she did really good with that at our scrimmage again on Monday. But yeah, Schwizo and Preston, they'll both be back, and you know, as veterans, they're gonna block some balls for us.
In the service game, you're at 91.5% last year. That's not bad. I mean, you get over 90%. I'm sure you could live with that. What do you see from that part of your game coming into the year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've always said that we stay pretty consistent, but sometimes you got to risk a little for aggressiveness. So we're trying to, stay consistent, but be a little more aggressive from the service line this year.
So, I mean, this team has seen some wins. Last time 20 wins at Harlan was 2017. Last time over 500 was a kind of a 500 year in 2020, 2021, that school year. So it's dipped down a little bit in recent years, but you've been competitive. What do you feel like needs to happen as this team goes forward and as you try to leap forward record-wise?
Yeah, with all competition, it goes up and down, but it's the team that can finish in the end that really does win those. And I think that's what we kind of got caught up in the last couple of years is just that ability to finish in the tough sets, in the long sets. So that's what we've really been working on is that stamina and that competitive will to win when it gets tough.
So obviously, you know how things have been going. You know what this team is all about. So what would you say is some of the goals that this team can accomplish?
I kind of keep telling the girls that too. And I said, any goal that we have, we just have to put it in perception and find an ability to achieve it because there's nothing that these girls can't achieve. Man, they're a motivated bunch, which has been amazing to be able to be a part of and coach. But really, our biggest goal is just to grow. I think mentally and physically, we just need to grow as a team together, and hopefully that means getting more wins and finishing in the end. So that's our biggest goal is just grow together.
Very good, Coach. Really appreciate your time. Looking forward to a great season of Harlan Volleyball, and thanks so much for your time.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
Ellie Kreese, head coach for Harlan Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.